This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Well, hurricane season is right around the corner, and a pair of USF students are trying to help people out with a new website called No Flood Florida. As part of our continuing series of talking with entrepreneurs with ties to USF, I'm speaking to a pair of students, Ahmed Hamed and Taylor Lankford, the founders of NoFloodFlorida.com. Taylor and Ahmed, welcome to University Beats.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Taylor, why don't we start with you? You tell me a little bit about what No Flood Florida is all about.
No Flood Florida is an online resource where we are offering a service that is very comparable to something sort of similar to a Carfax report. So a Carfax report is a buyer's way to learn the history and potential risk of a future car purchase. And with that report, the buyer is really getting some sense of peace of mind.
Ahmed, I also understand that you're focusing in on a very specific group of customers.
We're looking at Pasco County, Hillsborough County, Sarasota, Pinellas, mainly because of our familiarity with those regions. Pasco County, for example, is 40% in a special flood hazard area. The service we provide aims to give realtors and home buyers the ability to quickly and easily learn the flood risk of the house they're interested in and the surrounding area. You just go to NoFloodFlorida.com, you navigate to the request page, and you submit the request. Once we receive the request, we do the research of the property you're interested in, develop a memo that provides a lot of useful information. You have the overall flood risk, the effective FEMA flood zone, and also we estimate the flood insurance premium, which is based on the National Flood Insurance Program. All of this information is consolidated into a single report. We call this the flood analysis memo.
Now, Taylor, you have a bachelor's degree in agricultural and biological engineering from University of Florida. And Ahmed, you have your bachelor's and master's in civil engineering from UCF. At what point do the two of you get together and go, hey, this idea of a floodplain analysis website is a good idea and it's a viable business?
It was really just, you know, trying to define something and then just continuous improvement. I mean, I think that's one thing that we could probably recommend for people, you know, interested in starting a business is to really just set those deadlines, set specific short-term goals and just to keep going.
How much are we talking about in terms of a cost for an analysis like this?
Well, we're currently just producing them on like a free basis right now. We're really just trying to refine like our own process. And it's kind of like a research and development phase where we're taking it on ourselves internally to kind of improve our workflow efficiency.
Ahmed, what kind of advice would you have for aspiring entrepreneurs?
I would also say find a partner that's just as passionate as you are, because I found that everyone has certain strengths and weaknesses, and having a partner that's working with the same diligence and working with the same enthusiasm as you, it increases the number of skills both of you have. Also, it'll increase the chances that you will actually be able to accomplish your goals.
You're both relatively new to USF. What have you found here that has helped you along the path?
Aside from curriculum, I think USF just offers a variety of opportunities for students, normal things like networking. And really, one thing that we did attend was a guest speaker event through the College of Business. And it was actually Steve Wozniak came and spoke to a ton of people in the Sun Dome. It was very inspirational just to hear him sort of describe the origins of Apple and how, you know, he was working in the garage, you know, creating all this technology to bring to the world. And it really did kind of feel like it was relatable to us, you know, just starting out and really just having that passion where you're working very hard on something, but it doesn't feel like it because you are so invested.
You can get a look at a sample flood analysis memo and request one of your own at NoFloodFlorida.com. Ahmed Hamed and Taylor Lankford, thank you again for joining us on University Beats.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark.
For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.